Okay, I said earlier that we'd put the North Korea news on pause, but we can't ignore it. Not when President Trump started the day today tweeting this. Military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded should North Korea act unwisely. So let's find out what people are thinking in South Korea as they head into the weekend.
Among civilians, I'm getting the sense that there is no real tangible worry.
That's reporter Kate Kasula. She's based in Seoul.
I've spoken to a number of people today as well as over the last month. And the answer that I constantly keep getting is that even if there is this feeling of constant worry in South Korea, it's one that you don't really feel because this conflict has been going on for almost 70 years now. And so it really does kind of feel like business as usual when there is an exchange between major world leaders that's pretty hostile.
Is there a sense, though, that Trump's rhetoric and approach does threaten a diplomatic relationship with South Korea?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every single analyst or historian that I've spoken with in recent days is really concerned about the relationship between the United States and North Korea, but also the United States and South Korea and Japan. And part of the reason for that is when Trump makes a comment such as he will send fire and fury to North Korea, he's really treating South Korea and Japan as expendable, basically, right? Because if there were an actual conflict because of what he says, because of a fear of miscalculation, Seoul would really be the one to suffer those casualties. So it doesn't help the alliance. Also, the South Korean president is trying to engage with North Korea right now. So threats certainly don't help from South Korea's, you know, biggest ally.
Is there a sense that the lack of any official channel of communication between Washington and Pyongyang, that is a major problem in all of this?
Absolutely. And part of the problem is when Trump threatens North Korea like that, he's actually fueling its propaganda machine. I mean, the narrative that North Korea likes to give its people is that South Korea is a victim or a puppet of the United States. The U.S. is in imminent danger to North Korea at all times. And so essentially, in Trump's own words, he's confirming that for North Korean propaganda.
Kelly Kasulis in Seoul, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.